Another unknown soldier, another lesson learned. Kick the gas can over, strike a match, get back and watch that sucker burn.
Thank you. Yeah, you're just Cheney's boy. Cheney's toy. Remember Cheney? Yeah. The war criminal. The son of a bitch. He's still walking around and he's still giving speeches. Still getting paid for preaching. Can you believe that? And they have the gall to get all over this guy that walked off his post in Afghanistan. Oh, Jesus. You gotta have wings to stay above all this shit. Insurgent Radio Network calling. Insurgent Radio Network calling. This is the Insurgent Radio Network, and this is Terrible Tommy. And getting more terrible all the time, right here in the bunker, Tom Metzger. P.O. Box 401, Warsaw, Indiana, 46581. That's where you send your donations and your snail mail. And then you go on up to resist.com and get educated. And once you get educated, you'll know what to do when the time is to do it. Because you're a lone wolf. They don't know what the hell you're going to do. They don't know whether you're just talking or getting ready to do some hawking. Yeah! You got that little nigger boy up there in the Attorney General's office sort of shook up. He said, we got to get organized against these lone wolves. Of course, obviously, they're using that as a scam just to build up their spending money on so-called internal domestic terrorism. We know what they do. You know, they'll take you and build you up into a big, absolutely colossal enemy, and then they can spend a lot of money on that like they did on Homeland Securities. All privatized, you know. Oh, yeah. I played for you before those on that black station. They was talking about some black guys down in Mississippi made millions off Homeland Security. Homeland Security. They couldn't secure the homeland if they had a searchlight and a mirror and everything looking for their ass. Because if anybody decides to get nasty, they can get nasty anytime using any kind of weapon that you can think of. And so when they think they got security, they're full of shit. Look at these cops sitting there eating their donuts in Las Vegas. Just a couple of people, I doubt if they were Taliban, just walked in and blew their brains out, you know. And there's going to be a lot more of that, so not much we can do to start it and not much we can do to stop it. So we're going to just sort of go along for the ride till it gets even more interesting. And so it's happy day. We're not the right wing here. No. We're not the right wing. You got the wrong address here, man. Because we are, what are we? Well, we're a pain in the ass to the system. I just put a sign up, new sign up in front of my house. Said Zimmer Corporation is dancing with the devil. Goldman Sachs and Blackstone. And I get hundreds of cars go by this house every day, and a hell of a lot of them are Zimmer Corporation workers. And a lot of their big shot execs live not far down the road from me in their big old houses that you never see anybody playing in the yard or anything. They're out there beating their ass to make more money, more money, more money. Yeah. So they'll see that, and maybe some, and a lot of the workers come up that road too. Maybe they'll go to their union and say, what the hell's Metzger talking about there? You know, what's he talking about? Goldman Sachs dancing with the devil and Blackstone Corporation. Well, you better do your homework, boys and girls, because these paper fiddling bankers, they'll fiddle around and take that whole company before they're through. They got the old cockroaches now nibbling around at a fairly healthy company, Zimmer Corporation. But by the time they're through, man, goodbye, and the remnants will be shipped offshore. Possibly. I'm not a mind reader. I don't have a crystal ball, but I can count. I can count one and one is two, and two is four. And I know about common sense and contrary thinking. You can figure a lot of shit out if you, that's all you need. You don't need a computer to do it. I hope you like old James McMurtry, the singer I put on every once in a while. He's one of the best. He sings a lot of these anti-war songs and anti-system songs, and I like them. I like them. Boy, do I get a laugh out of a lot of these Jews on the radio. And these radio talk shows, especially on the internet with XM and the Progressives and so forth. They got this Cingarelli or whatever his name is on there. They got a whole bunch of them and black ones too. And they say, you know, how much they hate racism. But they can't wait to talk about anything that happens that could be twisted or turned into race. They're on it like stink on a skunk. They love it. And what's funny is that if so many people are actually saying it and getting on YouTube and everything else, just think of the millions that are thinking it. Now, come on, you know, you walk down the street and see an ugly nigger, I mean a black gentleman, you're thinking, nigger, come on. It comes automatically to your mind. And what is really beautiful now is they got the N-word. I mean, so you don't have to say nigger, but it mentally you know it's nigger. So they got all these liberals and conservative neocons saying, you know, the N-word. Oh, yeah, he's an N-word. Yeah, I listened to him last night, and they were going on all night about, and all these hypocrite bastards, especially the conservatives, would call in, we're not racist. We're not racist. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if racism was on the stock market, I'd be investing in it every day because it's growing. And the more they mix, the more, you know. Now, this, when I say you walk around and you see black people and you think nigger, not all the time, not all the time, but most of the time. So, see, when I was a kid living around here where it was all white, I never thought nigger, and I never said nigger because there were no niggers. You know, racism comes with living around you. If they live around you, then you're going to discover they're niggers. All these right-wing guys, the young guys got these radio shows on, and they're afraid to say nigger. Well, we're in a war. There's no doubt we're in a war, you see. And the blacks don't have to say anything. They just kill you. They just rape you. They just carjack you. That's their racism. Yeah, and that's what's funny. They don't need any word to call you. Somebody said last night that it was terrible they called a guy a cracker. So what? Actually, if you know what cracker means, I mean, it's really a working class term about the swine herders down in Florida back in the old days, and they'd drive those swine to market, and they'd have a big bullwhip, and they'd be cracking it. So that's where part of that cracker came from anyhow. But still, see these, and then blacks act so, oh, wow. We don't do bad things like that to white people. Well, no, you don't just call us anything but the privileged class and things like that, like everybody that's white's in the privileged class. And so what if we are in the privileged class? We should be in the privileged class. We earned the right to be in the privileged class. Unfortunately, the working class who should be rolling in dough are not rolling in dough because the phony, rotten, corrupt sons of bitches in the ruling class in our race have taken all the money. Now they're getting a little bit concerned about reparations. That hasn't gotten their attention too much yet, but it will, because if this reparation thing keeps growing and they fear that their money is in danger, it's going to get quite interesting. You're going to see a lot of rich bastards, very racist, very fast, and they'll try to use you again as a working class to do a number on the blacks that are trying to get reparations. You wait and see. They'll have the phony Klan out there. They'll have the phony Hollywood Nazis out there. They're going to get the militias out there and everybody, because they will use you like they've used you racially before. Oh, they haven't. They've used you racially in every war of this in the last century. What do you think about the Civil War? White working class was used to kill other white working class. World War II, white working class were used to bomb the hell out of the working class in Germany and vice versa, except it never reached our shore. They got the British working class and they bombed the Germans bombed the French working class and the Polish working class. But it never got over here. It's too bad it didn't, really, because these soft Americans, white Americans, needed a lesson. You know, you don't have to talk to the Russians about that. 20 million, at least, lost. Now, I wonder what those people went over there to that glorious celebration of the great generation did after that was all over. And what they're doing right now. I'll bet you they all went down to Paris and got drunk and got some whores and had a good time. And planned the Third World War. Because these people are not people who want peace. Because peace is not productive. Peace is not a moneymaker. They don't want peace. After they're down there celebrating how they done in the Germans and dragging a few of these old guys that are still alive that should know better. But they, you know, they fawn on them and they put all these medals on them and push them around in the wheelchairs and the rockers. Tell them how wonderful they are, and if it hadn't been for you, the whole world would have been Nazi. Hitler had planned to take everything, man. It would have been terrible. So you're the only thing that stood between us and anything. Well, how about World War I? If you hadn't had World War I, there wouldn't have been a World War II. No, we don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about World War III. We got to get over there and put some more sticks in Mother Russia's eye. Maybe we can get her to come out of there and get a little violent. And then, boy, hey, Dr. Strangelove, let's go, man. Let's go. Cheney, you're re-upping. Obama's going to put you back in the cabinet because you're the meanest, worst killer that we've produced. Outside, I guess, of Wolfowitz, the guy who licks his comb before he combs his hair. What a bag man Jew he is. He's still around. They shuffle him from one spot to another. They're out of one administration. They put him in the university, and or they put him in some study group, and we got all this, the neocon study group, and we got the progressive study groups, and they get paid high money by the corporations, and then they retread them if they're not too sick or dead, and put them in the next generation, the next cabinet for the next stooge president. I knew it would happen right away. They're all set up now. This is all a scam with the VA. They want to privatize the VA now. Like they're privatizing, kikasizing everything. Yeah, that's what it was all about. There's always a certain amount of corruption in any large system like the VA or anything the government runs, but just as much or more under private industry, privatization, just as much more corruption. So that was the whole plan all along. We'll show the things that the VA has done that are wrong. We've known they've been going on for decades, maybe 100 years. But we want that thing privatized. We want everything privatized. We want total wall-to-wall corporation control. Mussolini would roll over in his grave at the perfect crystalline fascism that these people are putting together. And these dumbass working class Republicans out here saying, yeah, that's right. We got to get it all out of the hands of the government. We got to get into the private hands. And they'll do it right, man. Private enterprise, they'll straighten it out. Yeah, like they did in the 1800s. When they had to have the trust busters come along and all that stuff. I'm having a good time this morning. I feel real good. I don't know. The news is so goddamn funny. And if it's not funny, it's so sad you want to cry, but I'd rather laugh because there's nothing I can do about it. Not a goddamn thing I can do about it except say, I told you so, or worse is better, or you think you're fooling me, you dumb bastards. You ain't fooling me. You may be fooling all these other people, but you ain't fooling my boys and girls. Now, more comedy on the scene. I guess it was yesterday that the Pope, two presidents, and a patriarch entered the Vatican Gardens to invoke peace. Pray for peace. They don't pray hard enough, I'll tell you that. And the two presidents are both war criminals. They're in the garden over there praying. With the Baba. I don't see him stopping any wars lately. Why don't the Pope go out there and throw himself in front of a tank in Afghanistan or something, saying, no more war, and see what happens? I mean, you know, it's one thing to pontificate from the safety of your big gold-gilded mansion there in Rome. Another thing to go on out there and do it. You ain't got to do it. Meanwhile, a high-level group of Catholic and Orthodox officials is endorsing marriage for Eastern Catholic priests serving in North America. Now, that's an important thing. That's so goddamn important, I can't believe it. That they're going to allow... They're going to endorse marriage of Eastern Catholic priests serving in North America. Well, now they can become as miserable as a lot of other married people. Pope Francis may be a huge soccer fan, but the Catholic Church has given Brazil's World Cup organizers a red carpet for spending billions on stadiums while failing to approve the country's public services for the poor and the working class. I mean, you know, they're spending billions down there on this soccer deal like they spend millions and millions here on these niggerball stadiums. Niggerball stadiums everywhere, and they're always wanting the taxpayer, forcing the taxpayer to pay for it. Shit. In celebrity news, Justin Bieber was reportedly baptized over the weekend by the New York City Hillsong pastor Carl Lentz. Well, your ass was in a jam again, and you had to do something. The singer, who has been in recent hot water over videos where he appears to be racist, sought baptism after a DUI arrest earlier this year. Justin Bieber, who was caught on videotape saying racist things, so he decided the only way out is go to the Christian church and get baptized. That on top of his DUI arrest. I mean, you know, this guy's a pagan. He's a full-out heathen pagan. Go for it. I don't like your style, but you're free to be a heathen if you want to. Well, I'm covering some of the church news here this morning. Two employees who handled the Secular Coalition's finances embezzled $78,805, according to an internal audit. Well, that's nothing compared to the whole religious Christ insanity scam that embezzles billions and billions off of stupid followers. The Reverend Amy Butler, who was chosen to become the first female pastor of the historic Riverside Church, was officially voted in on Sunday. Meanwhile, mainline Protestant preachers have a star lineup of preachers. Women finally made it, long after the niggers made it. I mean, you got thousands and thousands of nigger preachers in these churches, including the Catholic Church with their priests. They didn't want no women in there, though. No white women in there. The 1.76 million member Presbyterian Church in the USA could become the largest religious group to divest millions of dollars from some major corporations that pro-Palestinian activists have said contribute to violence in the Israel-Palestinian conflict. Oh, now they're going the other way. There for a while they were divesting from investment in Israel. Now they're going the other way. Well, since when should a church be investing at all? If they've got that kind of money, give it back to the parishioners, give it back to the people, give it back to the people that are on hard times in their church, all the working class and poor divided among them. That's what the baby Jesus would do. Oprah Winfrey, my friend, my good buddy Oprah, talk about hating somebody. She hates me and Marty out on the West Coast more than anybody in the world. Michelle Obama and former president, corrupt Bill Clinton, who got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act, which screwed us on Wall Street. They led a memorial service Saturday for the late poet and civil rights icon Maya Angelou at Wake Forest University. Remember I told you all about her? She was involved with all the black radicals and Kill Whitey groups. She was also all wrapped up with necklacing Mandela's wife, Winnie Mandela, down in South Africa when they were putting flaming tires around the necks of her fellow niggers. Yeah, that's Maya Angelou, which her real name was probably Ethel Mertz. No, that's already taken. Quote, God loaned her voice, and he decided he wanted it back for a while, Clinton said. You sanctimonious, hypocritical son of a bitch, Bill Clinton. I don't know how there could be any worse. I don't know how. You know, when they put that guy in the ground, they're going to have to screw him into the ground when he bites the dust. Wisconsin became the latest state where federal judges have struck down same-sex marriage bans. You know, once something gets to be a fad, they just go crazy, you know. It reminds me once I went to a campground with my wife and kids. Because my daughter-in-law and her husband were out there, and they had a woman's group having a get-together. And I came into the trailer, and there's all these women, and that was right when the feminism and Bella Abzug and all that bullshit was going big time. And they were going on about women's rights this and women's rights that. And my sister-in-law, did I say daughter-in-law? My sister-in-law said to me, "Tom, I'll bet you if you'd have been in Alabama, you'd have made what's her name sit at the back of the bus." And I said, "Hell, sister-in-law, if I'd have been in Alabama, there wouldn't have been any niggers on the bus." At that point, all the women had been sort of dispersed around the trailer. It was about a 20-foot trailer. They actually physically ran to the other end of the trailer to get away from me. And the damn front of the trailer broke loose from the moorings and tilted up. And all the furniture slid down. And I walked out of there laughing. Surprisingly enough, she's a good Jesus lover, and she forgave me. So that was my sister-in-law. She'll never forget that. Anyhow, same-sex marriage. Okay, marry your dog. That's all right. Who cares? I mean, you know, of all the problems we've got, you know, like I said, shouldn't be any state-sponsored marriage at all or church-sponsored message. Marriage. Just if you like a woman, just live with her and love her and have kids and stay with her. That's all it means. Of course, modern capitalism doesn't like that. They like a lot of divorce. They want you to get into a contract with the state and a contract with the church, and then they want you to divorce them now and then so they can get the money that you've saved up. And the house, you got to sell the house and the real estate. Everybody makes out in the divorce industry. As Britain now allows same-sex marriage, Hong Kong is refusing to allow the marriages to be performed in its British consulate. How about that? I tip my hat to the Chinese for just not going along with everything like everybody else does. Despite countries like China, Russia, Azerbaijan giving their consent. I guess Russia has given their consent to same-sex marriage, too. Oh, we're going to have... The zoo is getting bigger and more colorful, I'll tell you that. In Pakistan, terrorists attacked the country's largest airport. Well, what the hell do you think? They attacked the country's smallest airport? Get it to your head, man. If you're going to attack the airport, of course you're going to attack the largest airport. They're just showing everybody that they're still around and they still are capable of carrying on major operations. And so, idiot Kerry up there in the White House has got to figure out something now. Now, what do I say to that? We've been there 10 years and they're just as strong as they were when we got there. Members of a hardline Sikh group fought with swords against guards of the Sikhs' holiest shrine, the holy temple at Amritsar, India, Friday, wounding about a dozen. So I guess our skinhead friend wasn't so bad after all that let loose up there in Minnesota, I believe it was, and sale-made a bunch of Sikhs. You know, I remember once when I was on the Wally George show, in fact, it was the same time we had this so-called debate, which turned out to be a riot with Irv Rubin of the JDL. They brought in two big security guards. These guys were giant. They were like 6'6", you know, and 4 foot wide and narrow at the hip. Big, big guys with hands like baseball gloves. So he was concerned about violence, obviously. So anyhow, these guys are Afghans. Boy, there's some of those Afghans are evidently big, big people, man. Anyhow, Spain has approved a bill allowing descendants of Jews forced into exile centuries ago the right to dual citizenship. Well, now you're screwed. I wonder if that's got anything to do with the King of Spain stepping down and the new young Jew-educated prince becoming king that will let all the Jews back in. All they need is the Jews to come back in. I know there's probably plenty of Jews there now, but to really let them come back in there, Spain's got enough problems. Meanwhile, a skill Pope Francis has acquired that you can work on this week. And what's he doing? Shows a picture of him here. Oh, I see. He's got a soccer ball on the top of a pen, ballpoint pen, and he's balancing it. Well, that seems right. I mean, the world's aflame. Countries genocide everywhere, and Papa's learned how to balance a soccer ball on the tip of a pen. I wonder if he could do that with a bunch of angels, how many of those they could put on the tip of the pen. I want to see that, man. What's your next act, baby? Well, here's something else to concern ourselves with from one of our lone wolves out there. A while back, you played an audio file that featured a Japanese neurologist speaking about the latest ways in which the brain can be manipulated to improve life. The lame walk, the blind see, the paralyzed can operate computers with their minds. The speaker was very upbeat about these developments, but I was horrified because I could think of 100 ways in which these capabilities could be misused. I think that was what you intended. Yes, it's what I intended, because everything that they come up with, it seems like, on the surface, it sounds like, what a boon to humanity, like the atomic energy. And then we end up with atomic bombs. They always are able to pervert it into a negative way. As a stalking victim, I've read a lot written by people who believe they were electronically stalked. Join the crowd. I was stalked for years by a crazy gal out in California. Finally, got rid of it. My stalkers only commit garden variety crimes, or so I thought. Lately, I've become more open-minded about electronic stalking. Patents do exist for the equipment victims believe is being used. Still, it's hard to believe, not because evidence is lacking, but because if it were true, we are living in a horrific nightmare. Please check out this link, and I'll pass it along to you. It starts with Russell Tice, a former NSA employee, confirming Edward Snowden's contention that all of our correspondence, including snail mail, is being tracked and read. But the page is full of testimony by others. Well, I knew the snail mail was being tracked because people working in the post office told me so. And that was quite a number of years ago. I was prevented from listening to the files because the hackers played them all at once. I couldn't turn them off and listen to each one separately. I'll say again that my computer is being hacked through an RF transceiver that many believe is placed by manufacturers in addition to the wireless chip to provide a backdoor for authorities. Previously, I posted a link to the New York Times article about this. Everyone has this transceiver in his computer, no matter what security suite, encryption, proxy server you use. You cannot protect yourself. I wish some computer-savvy person would discover where this transceiver is and find a way to remove it or disable it. Specifically, I'm thinking about DC Scout. Well, we'll put it out there and see what people say. I came to the conclusion years ago, even when guys were telling me you could do this and you could do that and you could do this to thwart this kind of stuff, I never believed you could thwart anything. I believe that the people, the expertise, and the equipment is available with the zillions of dollars the government can spend to crack anything. So simply you don't indict yourself on your email and things like that. You don't plan criminal activity or anything like that. You can't... if you think you can get away with it on a computer, you're crazy. Anyhow, same way with a telephone line. What's the difference? Back in the day when we just had telephones, I told people, don't talk about anything on the telephone that might be construed as illegal, because every telephone is being tapped or can be tapped. Not that everyone was, but I went with a friend of mine who was a telephone expert that worked for the telephone company in San Diego for years. He took me right into their big mainframe in the telephone company and showed me the boxes that they put on the lines to listen. And what they do is they just put a line, the box on there and turn it on. It tapes everything that's said on that line. Anytime anybody comes on the line, the tape recorder turns on. Well, that was clear back in the 70s, man. Things have gone a long way since the 70s. So just don't talk about something that could cause you problems on the phone or on a computer. And don't go on a chat board. God damn these people. And they'll call me, I'm a government agent, or I work for Morris Deeds because I'm telling you to stay off of chat boards. Jeez. I don't think there's anything I'm telling you that should not help you stay out of the clutches of these fiends. And that's just like I was thinking about. I taped some federal marshals yesterday. They've written a book, and they were in there letting their hair down, the ones that had hair, talking about it. I'll see if I can find a clip. Also, back in the 70s, when I was leader of the Klan in California, I got a lot of calls, mainly from senior citizens, that said they were being spied upon one way or another. And I tried to help a lot of these people. In fact, some of them, I went out to their house, and we looked over the house up and down and sideways and couldn't find anything. And so, you'd get to the point where you think, well, these people are a little nuts, but I don't know. It's something that's either in their diet as they're aging that causes the brain to tell them that there's someone spying on them, or maybe there were equipment. Maybe there was equipment back then that was capable of it. And, of course, the problem is they normally didn't have any way of substantiating it or motive. I mean, whenever there's a crime, first thing you do is look for a motive. And other than the government experimenting around on these poor people, I didn't see any other motive to it. But it may have been going on, like this person has said, for a long, long time, even in more cruder forms. You know, every once in a while I find something come up on the internet that mentions my name, and so I go there to see what they're talking about, and this came from someplace in Eastern Europe, I guess, but it's talking about Australia. But anyhow, listen to this paragraph. I am confident that Tom Metzger's disciples mostly think that their sites about blacks are definitely genuine and thus cheap GHD quarantine, not racist. This is the reason lots of feminists like to concentrate on institutional results instead of how you, an effective member in the patriarchy, truly feel about issues. The challenge is institutional results have lots of doable determinants, even though there have been no institutional discrimination whatsoever. Pregnancy would make outcomes different in ways that are tougher to produce justice promises for cure than GHD Australia cheap situations of straight bigotry. Even so, the other extreme isn't going to do the job, possibly. Now, if you can understand what the hell that's talking about, I don't know, man. Some of these people write some crazy-ass stuff, and they slap my name in there, I guess, just for fun. Well, I knew it'd get around to this, the shooters that shot the cops in Las Vegas. Now, according to this, the shooters were a married couple thought to be in their late 20s who were new to the Las Vegas Valley, according to a law enforcement official close to the investigation. Police are looking into their links to the white supremacy movement and found a swastika sticker symbol during their initial investigation. Well, that proves it right there. That's it. Case closed. These right-wingers. Residents of Bruce Street apartment complex gathered outside the building to talk about the couple whose unit was being searched. Several neighbors identify the man as Jared, while one called the woman Armanda. Like many of the neighbors contacted, Krista Koch said she didn't know the couple's last names. She described them as militant. They talked about planning to kill police officers, going underground, and not coming out until the time was right to kill. Brandon Monroe, 22, has lived in the complex for about 2 weeks. He said the man who lived in the apartment that was being searched often rambled about conspiracy theories. We know they're all wrong. He often wore camouflage or dressed as Peter Pan to work as a Fremont Street experienced street performer. A woman lived with him, Monroe said, but he didn't see her often. Okay, let's see what... Wait a minute. Oh, no. Well, now I lost the whole damn thing. Just a minute here. Continuing on, they were weird people, Monroe said, adding that he was thought the couple used methamphetamines. Quote, the man told Monroe that he had been kicked off Clive and Bundy's ranch 80 miles northeast of Las Vegas, while people from throughout the U.S. gathered there in protest of the Bureau of Land Management's roundup of Bundy's cattle, unquote. Jessica Anderson, 27, said she lived next door, so she knows all about it. See here. Residents at an apartment complex where it appeared the two lived together said they had a reputation for spouting racist, anti-government views, bragging about their gun collection, and boasting that they'd spent time at Clive and Bundy's ranch during a recent standoff there between the armed militia members and the federal government agents. The duo also told people they planned to commit a mass shooting. Oh, said Brandon Moore, a resident of the complex. Unquote, they were handing out white power propaganda and were talking about doing the next Columbine, Moore said. It would have been helpful if someone had called the police. But hey, freedom of speech. Oh boy, now the progressives of the left and the neocons and all of them are going to go apeshit about this one. Here comes Eric Holder, man. I hear somebody. Wait a minute. Stay there, Eric. You can't come in. You don't got no warrant. Come on. Okay. Well, it says here two Las Vegas police officers and a civilian were reported killed Sunday in an apparent ambush attack at a pizza store that spilled over to a nearby Walmart. I told you don't hang out at Walmart, man. You get your ass blown off. Where the two shooters are thought to have killed themselves. Well, I don't know what to say about this. This is getting exciting. I better call Eric Holder and say, I didn't do nothing. Don't you come round here. I got some brand new rubber bands in my slingshot, boy, and a couple of ball bearings. But you knew it, lone wolves. You knew it was going to be on the increase. I told you. This is a drug-soaked country full of psychotic people who've been turned loose from the mental asylums and everything else. And they've got all these guns, too. So what do you expect? Good luck, Eric. Good luck. Oh, boy, here we go. The Klan's back at it again, too. Let's see if I get this going here. Okay. All right, let's go. I don't know.
They're one of the world's most controversial organizations. Now, 60 years since the birth of the African-American Civil Rights Movement, the Ku Klux Klan are on a recruitment drive for new members, including children. With special access to a recruitment rally at a secret location, we go inside the movement to meet the members and uncover how they're planning to take up military-style training for what they claim is the first time in their history.
I'm going to try to move into another direction with the Lowell White Knights, and that is starting to arm train, hand-to-hand combat, and stuff like that just for the upcoming battle.
Established 150 years ago, the Ku Klux Klan have long been associated with racism, cross-lighting, and even murder. Today, the Klan is made up of an estimated 6,500 members across the USA, and they're traveling across America in a bid to attract new recruits. On the evening before their latest rally, we join them in the state of West Virginia on a night ride.
Night ride is an old Klan term. When the Klan went out on a night ride, they went out and patrolled the streets and sort of vigilante style.
Today, night rides consist of dropping leaflets in the local area.
Distributing these flyers for recruitment purposes. You put them in these bags, you add some rice for weight. Toss them out the window into someone's driveway.
Parents like Sam and Amanda have brought their young boys, 14-year-old Mike and 11-year-old Dustin, to West Virginia for the recruitment drive.
I enjoy things like today because I'm being around people and not discussing people. Not your day.
We spoke to criminologist and civil rights lawyer Professor Brian Levin, who believes the targeting of children is consistent with the Klan's recruitment drive.
The Klan is aiming for a younger demographic for a couple of reasons. First, to keep the organization alive. The Klan has traditionally been aimed at an older audience. In addition, though, youth provides it with a more relevant social and political base, as well as some technological know-how as well, so that they can access the internet.
And the Klan are now appealing to children online. Mum Amanda believes racial minorities could have a bad influence on her sons.
The kids in school, you know, the black minorities, the Mexicans, I think they're taking their parents' drugs and bringing it to school and trying to make money off of it. Because their parents are so worried about doing drugs than providing for their own children. That's what I think.
Members of the Klan since birth, the boys have become regulars to such events and have even taken part in cross-burning rituals.
I do remember like my first cross.
How did it feel?
Feel good.
And Amanda wants the boys to have an active role in the Klan in the future.
I want them to focus on working on the Klan and raising more kids, white kids. And show them the values of the Klan.
The next morning, heavily armed security teams man the gates as Klan members arrive.
What is it?
It's a Remington R1 1911 45 caliber.
I wonder which informant you are.
A number of professions.
We got police officers in the Klan. We got lawyers. We got doctors. Your next door neighbor could be in the Klan. You'll never know it.
The rally brings different factions of the Klan together, including the Lotties, which stands for Ladies of the Invisible Empire, who hold a bake sale.
We go all over the United States to help families in need of shelter, food, and especially the children, because they cannot take care of themselves.
Right? Exactly, and the elderly, especially.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially the elderly.
Yeah.
The rally gives members the opportunity to socialize and even exchange gifts.
Well, what better to give my imperial family than a knife, right? But I think I'll make it black, because it's funny. And it's funny.
Why has it got a noose on it?
Well, because I had strings sitting at the house.
As the rally gets underway, Klan Dragons deliver speeches on their views on race, sexuality, and even the media.
You see, this state is a majority white state, a civilized Christian state. Unlike California, where they let the zoo animals walk free. Anybody who does not believe me, look at Michigan. The whole state's bankrupt. It's a majority black state. With 3 murders happening every day. Just goes to show you what happens when you take the nigger out of the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of the nigger.
If I were to push the envelope just a little bit more.
And, of course, you know why they run this stuff all the time and why they keep pumping up the KKK and Hollywood Nazis. They need them. They need them. And these groups that they show here that I've got on the monitor, there's always at least one informant in these things, maybe more. If they gave lie detector tests to everybody at this gathering I just looked at here, probably four or five of them wouldn't pass. And then, of course, so many of them are into methamphetamines, too. Their attempt to take over the Klan and use it for methamphetamine distribution started way back in San Diego when I was the head of the Klan, resulting in two of my members being murdered and a contract put out on me. Oh, after all this time, Barney Frank, the one that ran the homosexual cat house up there in his district, and everybody loved this guy. It was no problem, really, not too much coming out of the closet as a homosexual, but I'm telling you, there's one thing he had to keep real secret, and that he was an atheist. Oh, my God. Barney knows if he had announced he's an atheist while he was a congressman, it would have been misconstrued. It was never relevant. I never professed any theology, and it's complicated by my Jewishness. Obviously, being Jewish is both an ethnicity and a religion. I was concerned that if I were to explicitly disavow any religiosity, it could get distorted into an effort to distance myself from being Jewish, and thought that was wrong, given that there is anti-Jewish prejudice. Well, of course, what he really meant is he was scared shitless that he'd lose the election. That's all that's about. So he goes on, he says, for years I would go to temple, but I suddenly realized it doesn't mean anything to me. So I decided I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to pretend. During my service, I never pretended to be a theist. It just never became relevant that I wasn't. And I guess I was not as conscious of the discrimination non-theists felt. But I've always been opposed to any imposition of religion. I fought hard, for example, with other members of Congress to oppose any notion that a religious group getting federal funds could discriminate in hiring. When I took the oath of office, I never swore and said, "So help me God." But members of the House take the oath in mass, so nobody noticed. I've said that if I've been appointed to the Senate, as I wanted my governor to do, but he decided he had other plans, I would have had my husband hold the Constitution. The subject just never came up. The only religious services I've attended for the last 20 years were funerals. I've attended more masses than a lot of my Catholic friends. Well, there you go. What a guy, Barney. What a guy. Well, I'm going to close the show today with some damn good news for all you boys. Especially you old farts. Ha! If you haven't heard the whispers, there's a new supplement at GNC. That's General Nutrition something. That's got executives interested. Out of the tens of thousands of products sold by the nutrition giant, this particular supplement, a free testosterone booster known as Test-X180 Ignite, is already well on its way to becoming one of GNC's top 10 grossing products in a matter of months. The success is a borderline inexplicable, so we decided to ask Force Factor's chief marketing officer his secret. Quote, "It's not complicated," said the CMO. "We sell a great product at a lower price than many of our competitors. Customers are smart. If you create a product that can benefit millions of Americans and it works, it's going to sell. That's what we've done here. Boys, get your billfolds and get ready to run to the store." Despite early success, Test X180 Ignite hasn't been perfect because the product's key ingredient is a rare fenugreek seed extract known as testofen. Being able to keep up with the demand has been a challenge. It's a good problem to have, but we've struggled with it every day, said the CMO. Reality is the supply is limited and keeping up with our customers isn't easy, so we'll raise the prices. As we continue to work out the kinks in our supply chain, the best advice I can offer at the moment is if you see it, buy it before you miss your opportunity to get it up. To feel better. I think you'll be impressed with the results. As it turns out, unlike many other free testosterone boosters, with the help of a regular strength training routine, within a short amount of time, men who have taken test X180 Ignite reported feeling, now get this, skyrocketing libido, insane boost in energy, enhanced performance, incredible lean muscle and endurance gains. Well, what can I tell you, boys? Us old guys are going to have another life here. Wow. I got to get off here, sign out, get my car, run to GNC and get me some of that. You know, it's going to be expensive as hell. I don't think so. I think there's probably going to be some glitches with this stuff down the line, like something may fall off or something. That's it for today, 14-5. I'll be back with you tomorrow on Thursday with some more great, wonderful news. Yeah. Probably some more mass killings because, Sunday and Monday's taken up now, so they'll probably take a day off and get back to killing on Tuesday.
Thanks for coming, folks. There's a Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on his wheelchair flapping in the breeze. One leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The Viet budget's just stretched thin. And there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. That big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out, they closed the doors, we can't make it here anymore. You see those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rock, cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack. Busted concrete and rusted tracks, empty storefronts around the square. There's a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore. Tip jar's light and the register's low. The bartender don't have much to say. The regular crowd's getting thinner each day. Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 7 1/4 will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore. In the magazine, she fell on the floor of the laundromat. A woman
woman with kids can forget all that. If she comes up pregnant, what will she do? Forget the career, forget about school. Can she live on faith, live on hope, high on Jesus and hooked on dope when it's way too late to just say no? You can't make it here anymore. Stocking shirts in the Walmart store, just like the ones we made before. Except this one came from Singapore. I guess we can't make it here anymore. Should I hate a people for the shade of their skin, or the shape of their eyes, or the shape I'm in? Should I hate them for having our jobs today? No, I hate the men sent the jobs away. My dreams all lily white and squeaky clean. They've never known want, they'll never know need. The shit don't stink, the kids won't bleed, the kids won't bleed in the damn little wars, and we can't make it here anymore. The working poor get to fall through the cracks. So let them eat jelly beans, let them eat cake, let them eat shit, whatever it takes. They can join the Air Force or join the Corps if they can't make it here anymore. So that's how it is. That's what we got. If the president wants to admit it or not, you can read it in the paper, read it on the wall, hear it on the wind if you're listening at all. Get out of that limo, look us in the eye, call us on a cell phone, tell us all why. In Dayton, Ohio, Portland, Maine, or a cotton gin out on the great high plains is done closed down, along with the school and the hospital and the swimming pool. This devil's dancing the noonday heat, and there's rats in the alley and trash in the street. Gang graffiti on a boxcar door. We can't make it here anymore. Thank you so much.